Blog Talk Radio.
Friends, Don Todron here from Second Wind. I had a great call this morning. It reminded me of our own reinvention, which is pillar two of the four pillar system. Management by the numbers, pillar one. Reinvention, pillar two. Sales and marketing and internet presence, pillar three. And of course, debt workout, the foundation of it all. So reinvention. You know, we've talked about it in the past, becoming relevant in today's market. The world changes. Business changes. People change. The economy changes. We can't just ignore it. Some of these changes are short-term. Some of them are permanent long-term. We need to be students of what's going on and adjust accordingly. You know, I talk frequently about reinvention. There's so many great examples of it. I mean, really, people thinking out of the box. I mean, one of my favorites is Fenway Park, you know, a hallowed baseball arena for over 100 years. And yet, new ownership are looking to maximize the usage of this resource. I mean, absolutely. It costs a fortune to run a baseball program. So what they've done is they put ice skating, hockey in the winter. They've got a tournament in the local Boston schools. They do weddings. Can you imagine getting married at home plate? I mean, that's almost worth getting married about again, just to do it. I mean, that, to me, and any baseball fan, that would be just the greatest. And having concerts. I mean, using the stands and the facility for a concert. How cool is that? Very good. And that's reinventing what they're doing. They're not just a baseball field. They're not just the Boston Red Sox. Now they're many things. And maximizes their utilization of their margin. It's great. It's great stuff. So we've reinvented ourselves. We take our own advice. Let me explain to you, because it's important. It's a much more conclusive program. It gives you what you need. So our clients are most often stressed businesses, unable to handle their debt. Typically, revenues have been reduced, and the effects of that can be deep and devastating. If we don't respond to declining revenues by downsizing appropriately, by marketing anew, by controlling costs and increasing profitability, if we don't do that, then we'll soon be out of business. So reinvention, very, very important to stay abreast of where the market is, where the consumer is, what's going on, not just what's hot, but what changes have been absorbed that must be reflected in how you're doing business in order to succeed. You know, friends, I say now that while I originally thought debt workout was the answer to everything, once debt was removed from your business, then surely you could navigate successfully thereafter. If only that were true, that would be really great, but it isn't. And it isn't for a very simple reason. The debt is not your problem. The reduced revenue is not your problem. The problem is how you reacted to your reduced revenue, what you did, which caused you to then be stressed by the debt because you couldn't afford it. Now, maybe you can affect your revenue. Maybe you can market more effectively. Maybe you can do all kinds of things to increase bottom line. Remember, it's not just gross revenue. It's net profit we're talking about. So maybe you stop discounting. You stop giving it away. You stop collecting net 90s and you go for net 7s, making that cash available. Yeah, maybe you downsize while you're doing this. Maybe some of your clients leave you because of that. Well, that's okay. You didn't need them anyways. Because when you go net 90, you better have 90 days of cash on hand. And if you don't, then you're killing yourself. And nobody has 90 days of overhead cash on hand. It just doesn't happen. So you don't need that net 90 payer. It's of no value to you. You've blown your profit before you get the net 90. All right, so reinvention. So what have we done? Well, once I realized that the problem was management, not the debt, not the reduced revenue, but management's inability to make the appropriate downsizing, upsizing, changing environment decisions that need to be made, failing to operate by the numbers, making management decisions by the numbers, failing to reinvent. You know, where would you be if you're still selling buggy whips? And on it goes. And on it goes. Where would you be if you didn't have a smartphone? Amazing. All right, so I answered the problem. I created the four-pillar turnaround program, which is practical, hands-on. Every business can do it, and every business can win if they follow this program. So what did we do? Well, what I realized is that management skill was the issue, so I created a management skill tutorial, a course, a way. Now, because of my commitment of giving away what I know, I wrote the book and I'll give it away. It's called Embrace Change, and you can call me or email me and I'll send it out to you. I won't even charge you for the handling and the postage. It comes to you totally free. Why? Because I want you to succeed. That's why. Pure and simple. I want you to succeed. So I'm giving you the tools that you need. Now, most often our clients want to hire us because we're experts at what we offer and we can deliver far more benefit than you can yourself by reading the book and trying to implement it yourself. So we're here. Our skill is always available. My knowledge, I give to you. My skill, you have to purchase. But I'll tell you what. We went further. Aside from a totally kick-ass turnaround program that completely works, we've done it enough times to know that. But there was one more missing piece, and that's money, fuel for the engine, grist for the mill. Without cash, you can't do anything. With cash, you can probably do anything. So that's the question. How do you get cash? How do you get a loan from an industry that is reluctant and resistant to taking that kind of risk, small business risk? It's very high risk. And they don't really want to lend, so they don't. And nothing happens. So what do? Well, there are many ways of raising capital, and we know lots of them. There's asset borrowing, which has nothing to do with you and your credit, which is obviously probably pretty beaten up by now. It's done on the sheer value of the asset that you're collateralizing the loan with. So if you're using a building and the building is worth $1 million and your debt on it is $300,000, you can effectively get the rest of the cash out with an asset financing relationship. Asset financing has nothing to do with your credit. It has nothing to do with you. It's that building is worth a certain amount of cash and somebody's out there willing to lend you 60 or 70% of it, maybe even less, maybe even 50% of it, because you're not creditworthy, but you got an asset that they'll lend against. Real estate is perfect. Other things, depending upon the company. We do asset-based lending for equipment. And we get about 70% of the value. And typically, that's a lot of money, and we need it, and we use it. And while it may be expensive, how expensive is it really? You know, we use the new capital to take out debt, to relaunch, to reorganize. And in that reorganization, you gain so much that even if the interest was 25%, it makes no difference. It facilitates the end, and it's working, so we're all good for it. We're all good. Let it be 25%. Let it be 20%. It all works. All right, so that's our three-legged position. Debt workout, debt forgiveness, absolutely, critical to the program. Four-pillar turnaround consulting, fundamental, so you don't make the same mistakes over and over. And in capital formation, you got to raise the money somehow, some way. And together, the new capital, the new
position in your company, the new debt-free condition, the new management skills that you've acquired, and you're good, man. You are good. And this works. It works very well. So we got you covered every which way. We'll take care of your debt. We'll accelerate your management skills and live happily ever after. It's a great thing. All right, folks. So I want you to think about that. I want you to understand that there's accounts receivable financing, there's purchase order financing, there's asset financing, whatever the assets may be, and the list goes on. There's so many different ways to raise capital, and it's so available. Yeah, a little more expensive, but so what? It does the job. Gets you where you got to go. All right, folks, that's my message today. Second Wind is here to serve your needs, help you succeed, help you survive, emerge, and succeed. We do it with debt forgiveness strategies. We do it with capital formation skills. We do it with turnaround consulting. That's the whole six-pack. That's it. That's what you need. All right, folks, give me a call. Talk to you later. Have a great day. Bye-bye.